I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone around me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I was heavy burdened down, the hand of Satan had me bound. I called on Jesus, He had compassion on me. Then His love came rushing in, and He took away my sin. I was changed, Satan, now I've been set free. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on the lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me. And that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on the lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I worked for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me. And that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging on a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. That's the difference. If you'd be touched by those hands that were hanging, then you're going to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
Just you got to be touched by those hands that were hanging. Just that simple. That's what the Holy Spirit's supposed to do. It's a very simple program that God has. He'll send the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin. They were sinners. Let's just face up to it. The Bible even says so. Anybody that says he's not a sinner is a liar. As the Bible says, we're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sin, then you mess up because you're born in this. It's a stupid body we're caught up in, dragging out in the gutter every time he can, if you let him. So you're going to get defiled. It says if you sin, you have somebody. You don't run to the priest or the preacher. You have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous. You learn to communicate with him. And then it says he will forgive you of your sins if you're honest and truthful and admit it that you're a sinner. You're gonna mess up somewhere along the road of life. And then you go to the Lord, just like Peter did. Judas, he went to the high priest and these idiots with his stuff, and he had to go out and hang himself. And Peter, he went to the Lord, and he cried bitterly because of his for denying Jesus. And, Judas didn't get any relief, but Peter did. You know, it's just that simple. You go to the Lord. You don't go to the priest. The priest will blackmail you if you tell him your shortcomings. He'll hold it over your head. That whole other right thing, that's so corrupt and so polluted. It's Roman Catholicism. That's what Roman Catholicism. You got to go to pay the priest mm-hmm. to confess your sins to some pervert.
It's their whole foundation, Roman Catholicism.
Yeah. It's just a copycat. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strength, still guided by the unseen hand. This hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know it will lead me to that home where sin or sorrow e'er can roam. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strength, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden string I'll praise him for his guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through his weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strength, still guided by the unseen hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. How old to God's unchanging hand, bail your hope, some things eternal. How old to God's unchanging hand, how old to God's unchanging hand, how old to God's unchanging hand, bail your hope, some things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, yesterday we went over to Agde, you see, and Agde's with all that equipment that they have for farming. I saw a lot of Hutterites there. People, I think they know me, because you can see them when they saw you and I walking there, you'd see a smirk come over their face. Like, they seem to think they have a license to smirk us when they see us together. They got their opinion, but and I thought to myself, you know, I used to be part of that, you know, I used to be part of that regime, part of that system. And when you look at it now, when you go there and see these people, they have not been touched, you know. They look at us like, and then they smirk at us, you know. And, I didn't know too many of them because they've changed. I haven't seen them for years. But apparently they know me. When they say us walking together, they know exactly who we were. Because that one guy, once he got past him, he said something, they got recognized, and a smirk comes over their face. They think they got a license to smirk. They did it back in the day. Back in the day to Noah, when they saw Noah going down to get some lumber or whatever he needed to build the ark, they smirk at him. And then they would get behind the alleyway and they'd talk about him. And it's the same thing today. It's the same old, same old. People don't change. They're the same. They're not born again. They haven't been touched. And it was pretty interesting, actually, just to watch people, how they react when they saw. Some of them knew me, but some of them, Like I hardly know anybody that I would go over and talk. I figure we'll just go over there, and if somebody wants to talk to us, we'll start up a conversation. And other than that, if they see talking to us, they could get into trouble from these hierarchies, from these Leonards and guys like that. They report to one another if they see somebody talking with us. So they kind of don't want to be. We don't want to put them on the spot. But see, I was thinking about all that after we came back, and just the way they look at us, and they're completely oblivious to the hour they're living in. They're living in a world of deception and a world of their own. They're completely clueless the hour we're living in. Your heart goes out to them. You see all these young people, they're completely clueless of what's just up the road here, and it'll come in like a flood. God won't ask nobody. He's just asking us to prepare ourselves here in these closing days of time, because that day is coming as sure as anything. As sure as the sun is coming up tomorrow, that day of judgment is coming, and these people are completely oblivious, because for 600 years the leadership and the preachers and these thugs, they have kept the people in the ark, because behind it, no matter how you paint it up, behind it is the spirit of Satan. I do a lot of studying. I study all these groups, like I was telling you the other day about that Julius Kubasak down in the area. A lot of people know about them, and he started up a group, and then you put them all into one basket. It's the Larolite, the Dariuslite, the Hutterites, the Benonite, the Amish. It's all under the same umbrella. It's just a detour away from the real thing. And you can't help but feel sorry for these people, because their preachers have misled them. They have never told them about what we're saying here. They're completely clueless about God sending a prophet, that Jesus said before he went to the crucifixion, that this is going to be eternal life. They're all, when you watch them, your heart goes out to these poor, especially these young people that have been so deceived, that they, They have no compass or nothing. They're content to live in that cesspool that they're in, thinking that's the way to heaven. And you really see it when you've been away for it for 10, 15 years, and you look at them, how they're oblivious to their surroundings. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. They're completely clueless that up the road here, just 3 years from now, it's going to be a different world. Jesus is coming to rule and reign, and they're going to have missed it, because for 600 years, their preachers and their Andreas, their appliances and their Rita Ritterman and all their garbage, the brainwashing, the people tried to get them to convince that living in the commune type setting is the way to have it. The same with that Eberhard Arnold. I just have to press the button, and it gets all of that information is out there on YouTube. Everybody can do exactly what we did. You just press Eberhard Arnold, and now here comes that Society of Brothers. He's got thousands of people now under his watch, and then you can talk about that Julius farm, and there's the whole history about how that guy went from pillar to post trying to find the way to eternal life. And all he got to do is go back to the scripture. Mm-hmm. This is eternal life, mm-hmm. Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life. And the millennia and the grace age, I'm going up to heaven, but the program is going to continue. And everybody wants eternal life, but they want it under their condition. Like that Dave Walter, the preacher Dave, he wanted eternal life too, but he wanted it under his condition. He wanted to start up. In fact, he wanted eternal life for people too, but he wanted to direct it to eternal life. He's got to start up this radio ministry, mm-hmm. instead of going to the Lord. Where would we be if Jesus would have decided he's going to do it his way? You know, he knew he couldn't do nothing without his Heavenly Father, and then he was led by his Heavenly Father to go down to the river and to go out in the desert to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he was led into his ministry, and he had to say the foxes in the hole, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. It's just the way it is, and you and I, we have been touched by those things that were hanging. We have prayed our way through this thing. We spent a lot of night in prayer to find that thing, to find that peace that everybody's looking for. But we won't have to go via the scriptures. Like I say, your heart goes out to those mm-hmm. people, because there's nothing you can do for them. We're not even allowed to talk to them, let alone mm-hmm. trying to direct them in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't hear us. But you know, you just got to do what you got to do. You can only do so much.
You can, because you know it says in John 6, verse 65, it says, "And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." Now, unless the heavenly Father opens it up to an individual, and that individual comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're touched by those hands that were hanging there on the cross of Calvary, if you've never been touched by those loving hands, then that word of God, it will never speak to you.
Amen to that. Well, we'll continue with this thought here. It was a real eye opener for me. It's all in this one scripture here. That's where we are, where we're at. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Heavenly Father, we read your word here. I just pray you'll help us this morning, Lord, to expound on the things that we see throughout the day, Lord. What we saw yesterday over there, that see all these Hutterites, Lord, are completely oblivious to the day and hour we're living in, because their leadership, their preachers, they have led them out to on a wild goose chase. They don't even know what's going on around themselves, and then they're just blind leaders of the blind, and they've been doing that for 600 years, leading the blind, believing that in that community type living, then the word Arena salvation, when your word completely tells us the opposite. Your word tells us what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And we found out through a lot of nights in prayer and to seeking and searching this thing out, we found out that you had sent a prophet here in these closing days of time. And then throughout the grace age, we've seen how your footprints through the saints of time, how you sent that angel of Ephesus, and then you found a local course of that great apostle Paul to bring out the message for his people in his hour. And right throughout the grace age, Lord, you have done all that so faithfully, and it's a crystal clear system. It's a foolproof system, Lord, what you've done throughout the grace age, because you found out you can't trust a human being, because a human being, Satan will infiltrate that human being and then he'll direct them out into left field, out to hell and death. But here you sent these angels. Lord, I just pray he'll grab a hold of the hearts of the people, how serious the hour is that we're now living in. And here in these closing days of time, you send us that Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, the voices of these angels, exactly what your word says, Lord, in the days of the voice. They were only voices. I just pray, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people that let's start to look at it, that we're not just some fly-by-night down here. We took our salvation serious. We came face-to-face with your word one day. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our pathway. When you said the Holy Spirit will come and lead and guide us into all truth and convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And then he advised us to get baptized in Jesus' name so the Holy Spirit can lead and guide us into all truth. And everybody, we see it all throughout the scriptures, Lord. And we see how these people completely let out into down to hell and that. They're completely oblivious, Lord. I just pray you'll do something for them. Stand in the way, just direct them in the right path. And these preachers out there, just blind leaders of the blind. And Lord, when we talk like that, they think blasphemy. But Lord, we're just following the scripture. We're just following whatever you've wanted us out to do and to be here. And it's closing day of the time, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's because of the word of God that you and I are where we are, because there came a day we were depressed. We knew we were lost, we were undone, and we spend a lot of night in prayer to find out exactly what's going on in our spirit and our hearts. That was even before we got baptized at that rigmarole, you know. I was saved before they coerced me into going through this making a pact with the devil. That's all that baptism is. They make a pact with the devil and they don't tell you the truth because they don't know the truth themselves. Like I say, they're blind leaders of the blind. See, I got their number and I'm just putting it out there because what it is, it's exactly what the Bible says. It's the unfruitful works of darkness. That thing, it's an unfruitful tree. We've been talking here forever and a day, and we say what we're saying here is 100% true. Mm-hmm. But see, people are brainwashed. Their parents were brainwashed. Their grandparents were brainwashed. Now, for 600 years, they've been brainwashing. Each one has been brainwashing, and the program just keeps going on and mushrooming, and it's nothing but Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. But see, you and I, we stepped back and we saw something. We saw how miserably we are in that system, and there's something wrong with it. And then we went on this search. And like I keep saying, we had that man. We had the footprint and the saints of time when we look back and we take inventory of this whole thing. There's that man. I know. I work with that Joe Mandel from Forest River Colony. And he was serious. He was somebody to look up to. And here we found out he has this out-of-the-body experience, and then reality sets in. See, when you die, your spirit and your soul, that's when they come alive. And the devil has no more reason to deceive you. So here he's got this out-of-the-body experience, and he thinks he's going to heaven because, of course, he's been told that's the way to heaven, and his grandfather told him that's the way to heaven, and his parents told him that's the way to heaven, and his ancestry, right down 600 years, they told him that's the way to heaven. They even got the history book. about the Gishibu, which is all perverted, but they, not one of them will tell what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. All you got to do is listen to the seven church age messengers. Then these angels, they took and wrote before of Paul, of Irenaeus, of Martin, of Columba, of John Wesley, and of William Brenham, and Raymond M. Jackson, and now here you and I, we're putting the finishing touches to the building, and if you come and sit here, you'll accept the invitation to marriage supper of life. They do not tell you that, these preachers out there in that pulpit. In fact, if you as much as even mention our name, you're going to be up for review, you know. You're going to be found out, and you'll be called up to the council and raked over the coals for talking to us. That's how blind Satan has got these people blind. He's got them locked up in the outright prison. That's all it is. That's all these communes are. Same with that wood trusting, same with that arsenic thing. And we're just taking the reps off here in these closing days of time. And like I say, yesterday we went over to that Ag Days, what it is. It's a show where they show equipment, the newest of equipment. And you know it, we looked at it and it's so vain knowing where we are in time. And you know, you and I know we're only yet. Only three more years left. All that equipment, everything is obsolete because it goes into a different era where Satan is no more. I don't know how it's going to, I guess it'll start up. You still have to combine.
Oh yeah.
You still have to farm and all that stuff. But at the end of it all, it's going to be hallelujah time. And the animals, they were given to mankind to help and to assist. And the animals wouldn't be wild anymore. But they don't tell them that. They don't tell them what we're telling the people here. God raised us up to do this very thing. He took us on this journey. And it's almost like, I was reading last week about Joseph and how the Lord took Joseph. He used his brothers to sell him, you know, to sell him to the Egyptians there, to the Midianites or whoever. And then he ended up in prison, and he ended up being falsely accused, just like I was falsely accused for raping this woman when it never even entered my mind. And ever since then, I'm at that Hutterite prison, and I'm falsely accused of things left, right, and center. Anyway, the same thing with Joel. He's out there, and then, the Lord gave Pharaoh a dream, you know the story, and then he ends up being the second man in Egypt. And in the meantime, down in Canaan, his brother, they're down there, they're completely oblivious when they had seven good years, you know. They had seven good years down in Canaan too, but all of a sudden that drought, it didn't just hit Egypt, it hit all the surrounding countries that drought did. And then here down in Canaan, his brothers, they were completely oblivious about what's going on down in Egypt. And here in the meantime, what the Lord was doing, he was preparing Egypt, and then seven good years, and then there's coming seven lean years, and here God's raised up Joseph to now you give Pharaoh that dream, you know the story, and now here Joseph is bringing all that grain in of the seven full years, and down in Canaan, and his brothers, they're completely oblivious to what's going on around them. In the meantime, God is using Joseph so that when that drought does come, they'll have something to go by. And here up the road, there's a drought coming because the Bible says so. He's going to send a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God, for the living Word of God. And you and I, we're the only two people that have that living Word that has that amounts in it. All the rest is just first-class deception, because you and I, we're holding on to the truth, to the last shred of hope for the human race, that ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, that's all that's left, and we're doing our level best to try to keep it alive. Let them mock us if they want. I don't care if they mock us or if they look down or if they smirk on us. We got a job to do, but it's the same thing here, just like it was back in the days of Joseph. Here's Joseph is out here in Egypt, preparing a place so his brothers won't starve to death. And we're doing the same thing. We're just delivering a truth to a people that's out there being deceived for 600 years and believing that Hutterite thing is a way to heaven. It's a way to hell and death. That's just that first-class Roman Catholicism. And all we're doing, we're just trying to warn people, and if they take the warning seriously, they'll end up in the marriage supper of the Lamb. They'll accept that escape route. It's an escape route, just like Joseph's brother. He had a place prepared for them that they can come to when that drought hits the land of Canaan. And he brought them in, and they enjoyed all that stuff, all that food that Joseph had saved up. And we're doing the same thing. We're saving them, warning people of what's coming up the road. It's going to come as sure as anything, because it's the closing days of time. We only got 3 more years left when Satan is got to be no more. An angel is coming down because we got the midnight cry right. We got the time right. We got it right from because we, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. When the Lord gave me the revelation of that midnight cry, I know exactly what happened. The whole end time hinges on that one word. A whole midnight, there was a cry. It was a shout. That was a night. 1863, February the 28th, 11 o'clock in the morning, it's Arizona time. That angels came down, and you could see it. You could just, like I keep saying over and over again, you can just press your button, and you just go and press Mystery Cloud, Life Magazine, 1963, and it'll give you the whole rundown. If you have a care for about your eternal destiny, where you're going to spend eternity, all you would do that, you'd do exactly what we did. We went to check it out when we heard it. God sent the prophet, and I found it to be exactly so. Just like you said, you did. You went and took the Bible when you heard about it. And actually, everything lines up with the scripture. That's been our lot in life, God. One day the Lord touched us, and then he gave us the commission. Same one, got some work for you. Your life as a Hutterite is over. It's no use. Your reproductive program is over. When my lad daughter was born, that's when the Lord shows up. Okay, we got some work to do. And he just told the first thing he told me, to go up and expose that Hutterite thing, that it's of Satan. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. It was a pretty tough sell right at first, because man, he thought I'm crazy. It's so much they even terminated me. He kicked me off. Told me I got till sundown to get out of here. But see, I know what I saw was right. I know what the Lord showed, that thing is not of God. And I wasn't afraid to say it. And to this day, once I see something in the scripture, I just go for it. And I don't care what people say, do, or think. And that's just been our lot in life. That's what we're doing here. We're sending out the warning to people all around the world. He had told us to start his internet up. He told us to put on a website. And it's out there for whosoever will. Let them come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Because this is the only thing that's left. And then once that rapture happens, it switches into something else. It switches into completely something else. Then you're gone. If you're a Christian, and if you miss the invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb, there's only one thing left, the Gulatan. You're going to have to accept that scripture. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. And we know by the scripture, because thy word has been a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We can see that sea of glass back in the book of Revelation. Before that tribulation, that sea of glass was empty. And then after that tribulation and all that, that sea of glass was full of people, and that sea of glass is being filled up right now with all these people that are being butchered over in Iran and over ever since Charlie Kirk died. The people died because they're standing up for truth. This civil war that's coming over America, these people that are standing up for righteousness and for justice, the minute they get killed, they're going to wind up right at that sea of glass. They got nothing to worry about. You want to kill me, kill me. That's the place where you and I are at hand. And we don't care what happens to us here in time. We just know that we're about the Lord's business. Even though we're just fallible people, like born in sin, shaped in iniquity, we came into this world speaking like that. Somewhere along the road of life, we have to be touched by those hands that were hanging there. If you're not touched by those hands that were hanging, if you haven't been touched, then everything that we're saying is just a bunch of gibberish. You've got to pray until you get that revelation from the Lord that you're standing between you and the Lord is okay. And ask him to forgive you your sins and to lead you into belief this here truth. Because, like I say, water baptism in Jesus' name is over. October the 15th, 2021. You could get baptized 10 times, but it doesn't mean that. It served its purpose. That water baptism in Jesus' name, Acts 2:30, it was simply to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the creation. For 2,000 years, that's what the people did. But see, Satan came in with his diabolical, satanic, counterfeit baptism, and they took the people out to hell and death, out of the dark ages. See, we just kept on holding the truth. When we found about God sending a prophet, we found about water baptism in Jesus' name, we took a beeline right for the water. But now it's obsolete. Now all you got to do now is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Go read it. In Matthew 22, and I think it's somewhere over in Luke 2, where it talks about a king made a feast for his banquet. That's on right now. All you got to do is accept what we're saying. We're telling people the truth. They think that we did, and we say that they'll be trying to hide it away for 2,000 years, and we're just telling people the truth. And like I say, they've been deceived, they've been duped by their forefathers, and for 600 years they've been deceived, and to thinking this is it. So that ministry, Andreas Aaron Pride, like I say, just that push of a button, you can find out the history. Not one of them will tell you about God sending a prophet, not one of them will tell you about this is eternal life, that God will send these seven church age messengers, a foolproof system, but see, they got behind it is the spirit of Satan to take him out into left field and to send him out to hell and death. It's just that simple. But see, they've been brainwashed.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you, sometimes you, the Lord allows you to speak to people. He puts people across your pathway and you speak to them. And then when you're done, you realize what you have and what the Lord has allowed you to see. Like we know the time we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the days of Jesus, the apostles, when they recognized this was the Messiah, they knew that Jesus was here. And the rest, they were walking around in ignorance. They did not know the hour of their visitation. The same way with the Hutterites, there's a lot of people that they believe that system is good and it has a good foundation, but it does not have a good foundation. Like I talked to this Marvin from Oak Bluff yesterday, and I told him the Hutterites are built on Roman Catholicism. Their water baptism is the Trinity water baptism, and that's what's wrong with the Hutterite system. It's Roman Catholicism. See, if they've never been touched by those hands, like when I was baptized in the colony, I realized something was not right with that water baptism, and that's what I told him. And that's how God has led my journey. Like it was through the Word of God, opening up my understanding to what that Hutterite system is. That understanding He gave me when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And that Hutterite system, there was something not right with the structure of it. And it wasn't until later that I realized that it was that baptism. It's built on that foundation of the Trinity, that tidal water baptism of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's what Satan introduced in 325 A.D. When you speak to those people, when you're done, you realize what God has done for you. And you're ever so grateful that He opened up your understanding and from where He's brought you to. You can't really give it to people. If God does not touch them and bring them to that understanding, then they think that Hutterite system is good. We know it's the foundation is not good. And the Lord brought us out to show us all that. And that's why He brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham to open up. That was the message for our day and hour that was needed to open up our understanding. Otherwise, we would not know. We would not know that it's that baptism that causes all that division that is out there. Mm-hmm. It's really, when you will look at it, it's that baptism that makes people so much like those Roman those Romans were back in when they martyred the Christians, because it's the same spirit behind it, and that's mm-hmm. why when you talk to them, you can't really connect with them.
Yeah, your heart goes out to them mm-hmm. because they've been duped. See what happened. We've been over it and over it again, time and time and time again. When the first apostles, they were here, everything was glorious. Man, I love it. They Christianized that whole Middle mm-hmm. East there. And then Paul says, after our departure, believe you me, grievous wolves will come, and not sparing the flock. And what happened for 300 years, the Antichrist came in, and they saw discord, and they saw division, and all the devil was behind it was the spirit of Satan to cause division, to set one against another, that they didn't know whether they were coming or going, and then Constantine had to step up to the plate, mm-hmm. and then he made a decree that from now on we're going to baptize in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's what the devil had implemented, had him. That's what his plan was. He wanted to kill that Acts 2:38 mm-hmm. baptism because he knows the foundation of Christianity. And just 300 years later, he took the church out to hell and death for 2,000 years. They've been living in the dark ages, and they don't even know it. And then the people that were real, the people that were true Christians, they had to go underground, and they were slaughtered and butchered. They had to go into the cave. Hebrew writes all about all that stuff, mm-hmm. but see, behind it is the Roman Catholic Church. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. And here in this closing day of the time, we're speaking, we're shouting from the housetop, because the Bible says, what I will show you in the secret, you put it out there and preach it from the rooftop. And that's what we're doing. He allowed us to see that behind that spirit, behind that unright spirit, there's a spirit of Satan. And he told us when we were sleeping in bed, when he woke us up, that what that is. He allowed us to see it. And then what we're doing, we're just putting it out there. Whosoever will, let him come and drink out of the waters of life freely, because he says he's going to send a hunger and a thirst for reality, a thirst for truth in the land. And it's just coming up the road here. In fact, you already see it if you open your eyes. I seen it yesterday about these Hutterites over at the Ag Show, you know. They're completely oblivious mm-hmm. because their preachers had never told them nothing but a pile of garbage, mm-hmm. pile of lies. Because mm-hmm. their fathers and their fathers and their fathers, they just keep going for 600 years. They've been duped, they've been deceived. And for some reason or other, in the last few days, I went to look at all these movements, all these like things. Like I say, that Julius Kubasek, and I looked at the Amish, and I looked at the letter light and all of this, and that I look at Abraham Arnold, he's got thousands of people under his ideology. All of this is an ideology. And all around the world, there's these communes, and they don't even know it, that they're being taken out to hell and death. And here, you and I, we're beating the gums together, we've been beating the drums here for 40 years, almost, trying to tell people where it's at. Water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was the foundation of Christianity. And what the devil does now, he twisted it around and he hijacked that baptism. And for 2,000 years, he's been sending people out to hell and death. And the Hutterite, the devil has such a, he's a manipulator. What he did, he brought that water baptism in, that diabolical satanic water baptism, and then he set it up. You have to be baptized at the colony, for instance, before you can get married. And every young person, he wants to get married, but they got to sit behind it, the spirit of Satan. You have to be baptized before you can get married. And then what he does, these young people, they're coerced. They're coerced into getting baptized and making a pact with the devil before they can get married. That's all it is behind the scene. You've got to see the spirit of the thing behind it. And I saw the spirit of it, and that's exactly what these preachers, what these leaders, these Leonards and these Joe Forsythe and these no-brainers, that's what they're telling them, because their parents told them that, and then their parents told them that, and it goes back 600 years, nothing but major deception. All they're doing, they're filling up hell with people, because people see how to write down in hell. They had some out of the body experience already, and that they keep talking about that Joe Mandel. The Lord, by His grace and mercy, allowed him to go into this out of the body experience to experience what's going on over on the other side when reality sets in, and he came back and he said, "Oh, that Hutterite thing is not but first class deception." And God has honed out you and me to tell the people, because we're not going to buckle. We're not going to change our mind, because it's been established in our heart that this is the truth. It's the only thing that's left here in these closing days. Just 3 years from now, there's no more devil. Then everything switches over into the Lord Jesus Christ is coming down to rule and reign and take over the nations of this world, because you can see it over in the Daniel way back 2,000-3,000 years ago. He saw that stone coming out and demolishing all the kingdom. We're just right here now, and when all that transition will take place, that's why I keep saying it's a very exciting time to be living in, so we can see what's going on right in front of us. And you're going to see, before this is over, 3 years from now, you're going to see these kingdoms of the earth are crumbling. They're already starting to crumble. If you watch the news, how Donald Trump single-handedly went and demolished all that New World Order's garbage that they got over in Davos and that country over in Switzerland, to destroy all that New World Order religion, that New World Order that they tried to bring up a one world government. And single-handedly demolished that whole thing. And you can see it, that this kingdom of this world are coming down. Babylon is falling in 1 hour. And 1 hour Babylon will be no more, because 1 hour is 7 years, and that fall started October 15, 2021, and by the time 7 years are done, there will be nothing left of this filth out there, these lies and these communes. All that is part of Satan's infrastructure, Satan's octopus, Satan's whatever you want to call it. It's all part of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he's been given 6,000 years, and 6,000 years run out here in October and sometime in 2028. That's it for him then. For 1,000 years he's down in hell, and now in the meantime the Lord is setting up his kingdom, and we just happen to be, the Lord has called us out to tell the people that, because we're the only two people on planet Earth that knows exactly where we are. Time we can take it right down to the day, October 15th. Then you start counting 1,260 days. You get to the middle of the week, and then you count 42 months, and you come exactly right to the end, because that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That's where we found all this information from, right here from this very scripture. Then we found out about the minister, Brother Branham, and we found out about the Midnight Cry, and we found out what's going on around us. And like I say, when you see these Hutterites, these poor people, your heart goes out to them, because they've been deceived. They don't even know it. And it just exists. It doesn't stop for 1 minute at a time. Now, wait a minute. What's this all about? Like you and I did. We took a stop, and we spent many a night in prayer, like that song says, "I stuck with the Lord many nights by my bedside." That's what we did back before we found the truth. And then the Lord put us on this course, and he gave us this commission, gave us the job to do it. Here we're doing it 24/7. We're about the Lord's business. And we don't care what people say, George, let them smirk if they want. It's their device. And let them make fun of us if they want. That doesn't cost us nothing. In fact, it said, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and mock you and say all manner of evil against you, because great is your reward in heaven." That's all we're doing. We're not worried about what people say or think. It doesn't intimidate us one bit. We just know we're about the Father's business, and we're doing it gladly.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks, Lord, for the many things you've done for us, Lord. Where you brought us out, Lord. You brought it out of a system of religion, Lord, and allowed us to see your word, Lord, and open up our understanding. And you touched us with those loving hands, Lord, and you allowed us to come to the righteousness for our day and hour, Lord, to open up our understanding, Lord, and also, Lord, to help the people that we come out of, Lord, because we know that they have nothing When it comes to truth, Lord, they are totally ignorant to the hour of the time we're living in. So we know, Lord, that you brought us out for a reason, Lord, so we can teach them, Lord, and to help them, Lord, to understand, Lord, your ways and how you work and what you've done in this hour, Lord, so they can, you can bring them over to the other side, Lord. We know that millennium reign is coming, Lord. We are not very 3 more years off, Lord, because we're in that week of Daniel. The grace age is over, and we know that we're entering in a totally a different era, Lord, for what you required in the grace age, Lord. So we're just trying to help people to come to that understanding, Lord, to what your requirements are within the millennium age, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.